Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
We're going to get you caught up on the latest from the Falcons practice today, as some guys did practice, some were limited. We say that because Michael Penix was limited yesterday, which had us a little bit concerned, as Coach said, hey, if we need to go to our backup, Kirk Cousins, we will. But that's yet to be determined because we want to see him out on the grass. So we'll get you caught up on that. Stay tuned. The big story today, obviously, in regards to the NBA, Portland Trail Blazers coach Chauncey Billups, Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier, and Damon Jones, who was a former player and assistant coach for the Cavs, arrested as part of a wide-ranging investigation related to illegal sports betting and rigged poker games backed by the mafia. And guys are saying, hey, where is this story? Maybe you've been in meetings all day. It's everywhere.
Yeah, guys, just and I'm not sure, again, Carl, I try not to yell at the audience, but now you're making me, it's everywhere. It's on ESPN. It's on Yahoo. Just click it. Just Google. Go on your Twitter or whatever, your X, and you'll see NBA. But anyway, we were debating, you know, just how serious, if it stops right here, because as I said, Carl, I mentioned this earlier, when you look at the, you know, columnists and guys who, whether it's nowadays, whether they're on TV or not, they're on ESPN, you pretty much like the NBA. If you're not, you don't. So whether it's a Clay Travis who's kind of morphed into more politics now, or a Jason Whitlock who, well, hates everything, you know, you're going to just, you know, bash the NBA. And yeah, the optics aren't great, but as long as it stops there, you know. Now, again, if you named like a current all-star involved in this, and a big name that everybody, the casual fan, knows, that's another story for Adam Silver, but damage control. But that's not where it's at right now.
No, a total of 34 people. We're telling what we know, right? This is not us speculating. We're just giving you the facts.
And there's two facets to it, as you said. One's this illegal card game that Chauncey Billups apparently was a front man for.
It's crazy, Mike. 34 people arrested as a result of this years-long investigation. This just didn't happen, guys. Covering 11 states involving tens of millions of dollars. I had a gentleman hit me up. He said, Dukes, I know you guys talk gambling all the time. We do. We enjoy talking gambling. It's a big aspect of sports. He said, there had to be a lot of money involved. We don't know the amount, but when the feds say tens of millions of dollars, obviously they're not going after some small-time, you know, arrangement here, Mike.
Right.
This isn't a couple of guys on a street corner betting $100. So, yes, there are tens of millions of dollars apparently involved, and the FBI had a press conference today. But this, again, could potentially go deeper. We just don't know. But as part of the scheme, gamblers and non-public information was given to bet on at least seven NBA games between March of 2023 and March of 2024. And it involved the Charlotte Hornets, the Magic, the Trailblazers, the Lakers, and the Raptors.
And they alleged that Rozier, who at the time was playing for the Hornets, basically tipped off a childhood buddy. He's going to take himself out of a game in the first quarter. So bet the under on his total, his individual points total. And then he basically
prop bets.
And he goes, oh, like Rodney Dangerfield. Oh, my arm. And he taps out. And then he basically sold the information to two bettors for around $100,000. And those bettors, along with their associates and a network of proxies, put a lot of money. And that's the thing is, when people, as Carl said, you know, oh, see, this is the problem with sports gambling. It's making everything. No. Illegalized sports gambling caught this.
Correct.
Because the algorithms trick when all of a sudden you've got, who's going to bet the amount of points scored by a washed-up guy like Rozier, even in 23?
Nobody.
So you see all that action, and that's like when houses, normally it would be analog, Carl. It would be incumbent on a pit boss, right, to realize, hey, we just took $15,000 of action on this crazy, why is there, you know, normally, okay, why is somebody betting Lehigh versus Slippery Rock?
Correct.
The fix is in, and that's what happened just, in this case, the NBA.
So Mike's point is legalized gambling is the reason why we're here, because you wouldn't have these guardrails in place,
right?
Because normally stuff like this goes under the radar. Either way,
they flagged Calvin Ridley, got back to the NFL,
right.
And then
that's right.
He got suspended.
So again, we're for it. We've talked about it on the show numerous right. times. We talked to our state legislatures about legislators about this. At the end of the day, though, this is bigger than that. This is something that, again, the feds got involved with, and we'll see where this story goes. But again, all alleged at this point, arrests have been made, but nobody has been found guilty, and they'll have their day in court if it gets to that point. Mm. As Amy Dash told us, our legal advisor or legal insider for Odyssey, some of this stuff may not even get there because
right.
Depending on how the case goes and who says, you know, what took place. Mike, if it involves more people, somebody gives somebody up. We'll see where it goes.
Yeah, somebody could rat. And as we said earlier, like I know that we have a lot of law enforcement that listens to our show, some federal. Not all feds are bad people, Carl, but
no.
When your dad's a local cop, generally you think of the feds as a bunch of showboats and incompetents. But I'm sorry, my dad said that. My dad's words, not mine. But sometimes you go for the splash and the flash. And sometimes, as we saw, you know, they overcharged P. Diddy. Now, he wound up with 4 years, he got sentenced.
Yeah.
But, I mean, initially he was going away for 25. You know, as Amy Dash said, in this case, some of these guys may get probation and be done.
All right.
The problem is they're going to be done at any involvement with an NBA.
Yeah, correct. That is one of, if not the big stories today, because it dropped this morning and everybody was kind of like, what?
Got to give a shout out. My man is leaving right over there. See my man right there? Best bar, one of the best bartenders in Atlanta, used to work. Remember Legal Seafood?
Yeah.
Downtown off the park?
Legal.
That was our go-to guy when Becky and I lived in the city. In the city. And
what you doing out here, man?
And we would do dueling D-leds at the bar.
What you doing out here, man?
Hey, man, I need a shrimp cocktail.
You had to come out.
Hey, man.
Appreciate you, dude.
But thanks,
thank
brother.
You.
Good to see you, my man.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Good to see you. That's awesome, man. Yeah.
Remember, that was a good hang after the old days. We could walk through the park and go home.
It's a good spot.
Right?
Yeah. And he made a strong cocktail. Hey, we're going to get you caught up on the Falcons injuries. Also, we'll react to what happened last night because we have to. Terrible opening night,
man,
for our Atlanta Hawks.
Disappointing.
Absolutely.
On so many levels.
Absolutely. All right, we'll talk more about that. Let's talk some college football, Mike, because the Dogs are off, obviously, this week. Gunnar Stockton showed us he's more of a field general, and certainly he's capable of carrying the Dogs. But I want to ask you something in relation to their next game. Is Florida ever going to get back to where they were under Steve Spurrier or under Urban Meyer?
Yeah.
Because when you go through their coaching tree, Mike, outside of Spurrier and Urban Meyer, this thing is a mess. Because I'm just going to run this down real quick. And Spurrier, guys, goes back to the 90s. So
right.
We know the game has completely changed. And Spurrier, when he got that thing rolling, Mike always talks about how it was cooking. They ran up the score on you. They embarrassed
right.
you if they could. Ron Zook, you're talking about after Urban Meyer, Will Muschamp, DJ Durkin, Jim McElwain, Randy Shannon was the coach there for a year.
Remember
after McElwain.
McElwain was the head shark humper.
Shark humper.
Remember that video? It's not me.
It's right. And then Dan Mullen went in there. Everybody thought he could go back home again.
Right.
Didn't happen. And then you get Billy Napier. Meanwhile, all those guys have come and gone, and Kirby's been at Georgia. And I'm just saying this for Florida fans, and everybody's like, oh, Florida, you can win. You can win chips. Will they ever get back to that?
I think, see, for instance, Miami. Is this year Miami wins a national championship? They've been in the weeds now for 24 years.
True.
You know, and they've gone through as many coaches as you just mentioned with Florida. And Cristobal, they've gone through every prodigal son. Anybody who's ever coached at Miami or had a connection as a player to Miami.
Had to go back.
Right.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, it's this world we're living in. I mean, I think Florida State's about to fire Norvell. It may happen before the season's over. They might fire the athletic director for the vote of confidence. He might be gone, too.
Mike, I think they should fire him. I think they should fire him.
I mean,
didn't he give the extension?
I'm more yes. Well, again, here's another thing. Imagine if Norvell went to Alabama. What an unmitigated disaster that would be.
It would have been worse.
Because Norvell is so over his head. You give him a fifth-year starter like a Jordan Travis, you know, okay, now you've got something. You had good – Carl, the wheels spun for them. Jared Verse, and they did get the good transfers in. And then subsequently, they've had transfers that are now just those – they're literally mercenaries. They're guys with no culture, no attachment to the university. Kirby is in a great spot. There are certain coaches – I think maybe Lane stays at Ole Miss, maybe he doesn't. But you've got guys – that's why I think Freeman stays at Notre Dame. Once you've got a culture built, you know how hard it is? Florida State, what are you going to do? You're going to pay a $40 million buyout, and then what?
Any
coach worth his salt is going to be worth $10 million. FSU doesn't have that kind of money.
Okay, but what? Well, let me ask you this.
Who's Florida going to get if they aim for Lane Kiffin and can't get him?
You're right about all of that, but what's that got to do with Florida getting back? Like, are you
I think it's the same thing. I'm saying,
okay,
or you got to find the coach.
Gotcha.
My point is, you got to buy out Napier. That's the easier part of that equation. But you've got to find that transformative or that coach that can elevate the program. Florida fans remember Charlie Pell, Galen Hall. You know, just all that talent that was in Florida. And then Spurrier, remember, it was like the whole SEC, Carl, was 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
Yeah.
Spurrier changed the whole conference. Who are you going to get?
He did.
That's why I'm just curious, who does Florida turn to? Just like who does FSU turn to? Who does Penn State turn to? You know, when the only guy that maybe you want is Lane Kiffin. And even Lane Kiffin hasn't won a lot of games against ranked opponents.
Here's what I'd say, and then Day-Day wants to jump in. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You can text us, guys, 404-726-0929. Find us on social media, Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. And, of course, you can always find us at 929 The Game. Nobody thought Kirk Cignetti would work in Indiana. And he's crushing it. My point is, when you say find the right guy sometimes it's not who you think it is. And for Florida, and the only reason we're talking about this is because they're up next for the Dogs. And meanwhile, Kirby's been there and he's just doing his thing, and Florida's like, next man up, next coach up. We got to get another guy. Now you're looking for another head coach. And Mullen and Shannon and McElwain and DJ Durkin and Will Muschamp and hell, Charlie Strong was there. He didn't work.
Right.
You guys got to find a damn coach. And it may not be what you think it is, Mike. That's what I'm getting to. It may not be this connection to, well, he played for Spurrier. Who cares? Kirk Cignetti didn't do anything for Indiana. So he's a Midwestern guy. But he got how program building works.
You can sell.
He brought all those guys with him.
Right.
And then he added to that.
But you're going to sell a guy from a mid-major to Florida fans?
Well, did that.
My point was Louisiana, but coming out of Louisiana, half the fan base wasn't even sold on the hire in the first place. It's like when Brian Harsin came to Auburn, half of the boosters didn't even want him, you know, because you went too far outside the box. So that's where all I'm trying to say is, who are those hot prospects? Do you trust your athletic? Is your athletic director also going to go with the coach? Right? And because a lot of athletic directors' necks are on the line with this. Look, Brian Kelly may get fired at LSU.
And he should.
The way things are going.
They have too much talent. Louisiana State University gets whoever they want.
Right.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Regardless of the transfer portal, which they still use.
Regardless, they are loaded every year. All right, Day-Day wants to add.
Well, no, I just wanted to ask you, you guys can answer on the other side. What does Florida getting back look like for you guys in this new era of NIL and the portal?
Oof, because no one's ever going to win back-to-backs anymore. I mean, I get it. We'll talk about it, Carl, because that's why Georgia fans, man, whatever you think this year is going to be or not, you know, obviously you're not changing course because you got the man.
All right, we'll discuss that and more when we get back here. We're live at Gustin's Grill, guys, in Woodstock. It's Dukes and Bell.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.